and I'm them.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
After an enormous break of, I don't know, a couple of months now, Hands Island Podcast on our back. Hey! On a mission to do a podcast every week, either about Hands Island or all sorts of other stuff that I equally don't know much about. Having said that, I of course know an awful lot about Hands Island, purely because I'm Danish, but also because I know someone who actually lives in Canada. Now, by today's standards, that makes me an expert. For any lawyers out there listening in, my president's cases are the American Idol TV shows. People who sing in the shower and then ultimately think that they're Barbara friggin' Streisand. Same thing. I'm Danish, therefore I'm an expert on Hands Island. Or I could say the same if I'm Canadian, therefore I'm an expert on Hands Island. Either way, it's the same thing. The fact that I live in Scotland is completely beside the point. Anyway, here's a new promo thing that I've been working on. Have a listen, see what you think. The podcast that's off on a tangent. It's supposed to be specifically about that little island just west of Greenland.
What?
But it's turning out to be more about all the other things that no one knows or gives the monkeys about. Meet Jesper Rasmussen, the well-meaning activist that always misses the point entirely and ends up in conflict with the law.
I don't know.
Or his brain.
Mr. Rasmussen, we've been expecting you.
And finally, mild-mannered environmental man. Welcome to Hands Island.
So yeah, as promos go, that's probably mildly entertaining, but doesn't actually give anyone a website URL, anything else that might give away the identity or whereabouts of, well, anything really. As a marketing concept, this of course absolutely stinks. However, I need to recap from earlier podcasts that I am not in this for the marketing. I stated in my first podcast, I think, oh, this is about, what, 3-4 months ago, that if I just got one listener, then I would be extremely happy. And I think that I do have a listener in Australia. You know who you are. Thanks very much for your support. That's you actually emailing me once in a while is keeping me going on this. So thanks ever so much. So yeah, that's I'm trying to do this using free software and free services on the internet already, and my only fall from grace so far has been the purchase of this microphone that I'm talking into, which costs the equivalent of, I don't know, €7 or £4. I don't know how many dollars that is. That's more or less the same as a euro, I suppose. That's more like $7. Is the US dollar the same as an Australian dollar? I have no idea. Anyway, that's completely irrelevant. I had better introduce this podcast as podcast number 16. It is January 2006. We've just gone through Christmas, the commercial nightmare of the Western world. And no doubt, what is Chinese New Year is coming up now. And prior to that, there was something else. I can't remember. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've done these podcasts, and I've obviously had an awful lot of time to prepare material, which I haven't done. I don't know why I feel guilty. It's like my podcast, and there's one listener to these things. So, but I really do feel like I went to school and didn't do my homework, kind of thing. But taking all that aside, there is a lot of material, and it is being produced at present, although I'm very busy traveling up and down and work and all sorts of other stuff. But it's all going to be extremely funny. I think we're going to be interrupted a couple of times. Well, this year, of course, we completely outdid our neighbors. We had the whole 5 sets of 250 lights and also a mechanical novelty singing tree on the outside of our house. What's a little electricity, huh? Christmas is only once a year, and I hope
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Well, indeed. Yes, still ultraviolet is our resident environmental man. I'm still looking for input from anyone out there who has a good sound effect and a good idea to an alternative weapon for environmental man. I'm still looking for a custard pie effect that really works on a podcast.
that he can use instead of actually splattering people with whatever it is he uses. So, anyone who wants to send in that, please do at handsisland@lycos.co.uk. That would be much appreciated. Alternatively, just leave a link or whatever in the guest book on www.freewebs.com/handsisland. Anyway, yeah, Christmas. I could go on a complete rant about Christmas and Christmas lights and consumerism and why we shouldn't be supporting Walmart, etc., etc. However, I'm not even going to go there for two reasons. Firstly, from an environmental standpoint, everybody knows that it's a really bad idea to put that amount of lights up on, and you can't justify it by aesthetics. It is absolutely foolish. So I'm not even going to go there, and I'm trying my hardest not to get wound up about it. The second part is the Hans Island bit. It's not really Hans Island material, since everybody, well, most people that will be listening to this podcast, I am assuming, will know about Christmas. Not on the whole religious front, but on the other front, the consumerism front and the traditions and the whole turkey thing. So I'm not even going to go there. But it was a good environmental session anyway. It gave me or environmental man session. It gave me a bit of joy there. So yes. So since I'm not going to be talking about Christmas, I am going to launch into some kind of subject matter in true Hans Island style. But while I prepare for that, let's have a listen to a quick fire round. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Quick fire. Okay, Robert, here's your quick fire round. Thinking of bras, underwired or sports?
Oh, sports.
Chocolate or Madeira, not bras?
Chocolate.
Depeche Mode or Ultravox?
Oh, Depeche Mode, definitely.
Male or female?
Male.
Bush or Saddam?
That's a tough one. I'll go for Bush.
Shocking. Emmerdale or Corey?
It's Emmerdale.
Infected belly buttons or piles?
Piles.
Football or darts?
That's a trick one. I'll go for darts.
Pot noodle or pumpkin seeds?
Oh, pumpkin seeds, definitely.
Matrons or MRSA?
MRSA. Matrons.
Excellent. Well done.
Yep. Well, the mention of the MRSA superbug there. For those of you who don't know, that's a virus thing attacking and killing in hospitals around the UK and Europe, people at an alarming rate, and is directly traceable back to staff not being clean. Basically not washing their hands, and you know, these places are dirty. Anyway, the mention of that could have sent me completely into Dan Brown mode. That is, going off on a paranoid tangent. But maybe because I've not been dealing with Hans Island issues for a considerable number of weeks now, I'm not taking the bait. My Dan Brown disguise kit will therefore have to wait.
I like podcasting because it makes me smile. So disregard the thought police and keep the internet free.
I was preparing for this podcast the first week of December, which is of course a gazillion miles away, and of course it hasn't materialised until now. This podcast, that is, December obviously has materialised, because the whole Christmas thing has made everybody broke, and we've burned an awful lot of fossil fuels in the process. However, during that first week of December, I found a few funny articles in the Scandinavian press about some hip-hop rap girl called Myra Craig, from Norway, I believe, who would, in fact, have won the next Darwin Award if she hadn't miraculously survived.
The Darwin Awards, for anybody who doesn't know, are an internet thing that's that they've been around forever, for absolute ever. I 1995 or 96 or whatever, you know, and, or even before then, I think they were going around on email. Anyway, a prize is awarded every year posthumously to the person who has removed themselves from the gene pool in the most stupid way. Myra Craig decided to do a stage dive off the stage at a concert in Norway and didn't realise that there was no crowd that close to the stage. She's still in plaster, I believe, and Google have got it on video, and it's all very... it's surreal, really. And I'm going to put the link up on the Hans Island website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island, so you can have a look. Now, you're maybe asking yourself, that's of course not Hans Island material. And it isn't now, but it was about 8 weeks ago, or even 9 weeks ago, because it was only in the local Scandinavian press. Now, to me, that's not completely Hans Island material, but it was a kind of a by-the-by thing. And it was Hans Island, because who reads the Danish press, or the Norwegian press, for that matter, about, apart from, 9 million people in Norway and Denmark combined, no one actually knew about this. 5 weeks later, however, this started getting up in all the funny internet chat rooms and stuff like that, people sending each other links, and it kind of spread through the grapevine like that. But at the time, it was kind of Hans Island material, because this was something that happened locally in Norway to a local Norwegian person, and I thought it was quite funny. So anyway, that's why it's there. So am I excusing myself for the material that I'm covering here? I am. I should stop doing that. This is my podcast, god damn it.
To be honest, right, I always buy the apples from New Zealand. I know there are apples available from Europe as well, right next to them, in fact. Well, for me, a good tasting apple is far more important than a little marine diesel. Well, a lot of marine diesel actually spent getting it here. Personal taste is environmental man. Saves the world from yet another cretin.
So, yes, apples from New Zealand, or anything from 30,000 miles away when you're at the supermarket. Thank you very much, Walmart, for burning all that marine oil. This is yet another one of those things that I could get into this. I could go on a complete rant about environmental issues and globalization issues, etc. But it's so obvious. I'm just going to let Environmental Man... run amok, basically. So there you have it. Anyway, with regards to material, yes, we don't have any Jesper Rasmussen yet. He's on a mission just now, and it's basically just this whole time thing. I'm only me doing this, and time is of essence, basically. So anyway, I did the Myra Craig thing. I looked that up for in the beginning of December, but I also looked up something completely different, and the heading of this is this was another one of these things that I wanted just to chat about in this brief webcast here, or podcast here, that the headline is: former Canadian Minister of Defence asks Canadian Parliament to hold hearings on relations with alien ET civilizations, which is astonishing. Now, I could either use this and kind of twist it into, let's have a dig at the Canadians for being silly. But then, of course, I'd have to take a pot shot at Danish people for, I don't know, smoking too much or whatever it is they're famous for just now these days. I don't know. So I don't know whether to do that. Anyway, I read through this article, this material, freely available on the internet, and there is a website called peaceinspace.net, which it kind of looks like it's something to do with the United Nations, but it's not. I don't know if anybody's actually been on this site who's I can't make it out whether this is an official intergovernmental site or whether this is a bunch of people just doing something. It looks very very dubious. I say dubious. I'm not sure whether dubious is the right word. I'm saying kind of what I'm trying to say is it looks a bit like something that somebody's made up, and they don't actually have official backing from somebody really important or any important organization or any, well, important. Oh, here I go again. I'm really digging a hole for myself here. Have a look at this. I'm going to put the link up on the website. Have a look at it and see what you think. It's kind of X-Files meets, well, the UN, really. And they are looking for something called the United Nations Decade of Contact. And there's a petition that you can sign, and there's all sorts of other things, and a few statements from some politicians, etc. It's either grasping at straws or it's really, really good. This thing states that the UN General Assembly now has a resolution to establish United Nations Decade of Contact and Diplomatic Relations with ETs. I don't know whether this is another whitehouse.org kind of spoof thing. Have a look. Very interesting. Yes, I've got a promo which I got sent to me from Australia, which I am going to play in just a second. And I've got and that new promo I played in the beginning of this podcast, I'm obviously going to put that on Podcast Pickle and various other things, just to see if I can get an audience, because it would be quite nice. And that's it, really. Myself and Environmental Man will go and wake up Jesper Rasmussen, ready for the next podcast, which will be podcast 17, which is going to be ready at the end of, well, in 7 days' time, basically, because I've got to start getting a move on and get these podcasts up and running. Here is the podcast promo from Ratbag Radio.
From within the shadow of the Golden Circle Cannery, in beautiful downtown Northgate, it's Ratbag Radio. Politics, blather, satire, a little bit of music sometimes.
That's the way to do it!
Join me, Dave Riley, as I chat the chat and make up stuff.
I say.
Radio for political ratbags, just like you. Ratbagradio.blogspot.com. Ratbagradio.blogspot.com.
Absolutely, a little promo and advertisement there for Ratbag Radio, all the way from Australia. That brings us to the end of podcast 16, I'm afraid. Not the most exciting podcast, but it's basically to show everyone that we're now on track again. Weekly podcasts from Hans Island, including Environmental Man and Jesper Rasmussen. Actually, I think we're due another medley. Episodes 7, 8 and 9 rolled up into one file will be made available soon as well. So for any collectors out there, I severely doubt it. But anyway, here are the credits, and I'll catch up with you in about a week's time. Bye-bye.
Dette program er lavet med gratis software fra internettet som følger Audacity for soundmixing, hot recorder for Skype recording. Tusind tak til Kalpomat, fundet via flashkit.com for baggrundslyd. Ja, e-mailer dig nok, kammerat. Dette podcast indeholder mine meninger alene og repræsenterer ingen organisationer, bevægelser eller ideologi. Hold fast på internettet som et frit medium.
This was made with free software found on the internet as follows: Audacity for sound mixing and Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Thanks and shout out to Kalpomat, found via flashkit.com, for the excellent sound loops in the background. This recording contains my views and my opinions and does not represent any organizations, movements or ideologies. Let's keep the internet free.